from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, you guys know what that sound is. Stock up, stock down, stock watch.
Hey, moving on up.
For the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, you, this segment sponsored by.
Oh, it's sponsored by the Jug Handle Inn. Forgot just that quick. Always good times, great food, and award-winning wings at the Jug Handle Inn.
I think it adds flavor to the read. Like, you forget, and it's like, oh, yeah, the Jug Handle's awesome.
Yeah, shout out to Nicole and Kevin. Matter of fact, I need to come on and get some chicken wings, man.
When they were here last time, they brought me the Impossible cheesesteak egg rolls.
Yeah, Kevin, I think Kevin's back there trying to be a mad scientist in the kitchen, mm-hmm. making up new concoctions and stuff. Because those, what was it, the pumpkin wings?
Oh, yeah.
They weren't bad. Well, they were not bad.
You know what we're back to now?
What's that?
Pumpkin spice season.
I hate that, though. I hate pumpkin spice.
I was in Wawa 2 days ago, got a pumpkin spice coffee. It's football season. That's how I know.
Pumpkin spice. They overdo the
I'm
pumpkin
also out.
Spice, man.
Yeah, of course you guys are. Kenny Pickett guys or pumpkin spice guys. That's the difference. Tanner McKee guys or not. All right, stock up, stock down. In the preseason, obviously we had a game yesterday. Hugh, I'm going to throw someone that stock up that hit me last night.
Who hit you?
Stock up. I thought Zach Bond had himself a good night. Made some plays to start the game. The one he shot right through to stop the run when they were on like the 15-yard line. And I thought he needed a good day, right? Because he's been the starter, but it feels like N'Kobe's coming on. Trott Jr.'s
coming
on.
Got a little bit of pressure.
So I thought stock up for Zach Bond last night. Who'd you think? Who stood out to you in a good way last night?
Oh, I'm going with my guy that I think I went with already, N'Kobe Dean. N'Kobe Dean is making a case to be a part of this linebacking core. And I think that's a good thing, man, because like over the last couple years, we still have to see him during the regular season, mm-hmm. but over the last couple years, linebacker has been a real issue for this team. Now it looks like you got three guys that are vying for one position. I'm going to throw Trott Jr. in there as well. Probably not going to play as much as those guys, but he's developing really, really well right now. So I'm going to go with my man, N'Kobe Dean.
You know what's funny? Doesn't it feel like the Eagles have more depth at places they usually are weak and less depth at places they're usually strong? Like they are... They have four linebackers maybe that could play. They have a bunch of young corners. They have three running backs. I mean, these are usually spots they're thinner at. And yet, and I'll make it my next stock down, I don't love the depth on the offensive line. Tyler Steen is now hurt. So Mekhi Becton's going to be the starter. Well, you know, we'll see where that goes. But they better stay healthy up front. Hugh, last night, with those backups in, Pickett was getting, and then this is beyond him not playing very well.
Getting violated.
A lot of pressure.
Getting violated a little bit.
They really need the starting offensive line to stay healthy. I think it's as weak of depth as they've had in a long time with Howie as
but,
their GM.
For the most part, like when you talk about offensive linemen, they do a pretty good job of being really, really durable. But, you know, you want some guys out there And you want some comparable backups where they can get in there if they have to play and get the job done.
Well, yeah, and with five of them, I mean, you're probably going to – I mean, last year, what, they lost Juergens for about a month?
But that was like, yeah, wasn't that early
yeah,
early on,
October-ish, yeah. And he came back. But, like, you know, you're going to have a month where someone's going to be out, so you're going to need those guys. All right, who else stood out to you? Either you give me a stock up, stock down.
I gave you a – oh.
You got me Nakobe.
I would probably have to say, and I think that there's still hope for him. But Nolan Smith needs to learn what he needs to do with his body. Mm. Like that's the biggest thing to me. I think – like, and when I say this, I'm not saying it from the perspective that I think he's not going to be on this football team, because I think he is. I think there's a role for him. But if you're going to be a guy that's going to be a contributor, or every down contributor, you have to, you can't get a whole lot of penalties, man, because you're killing your team. You're putting them in a bad spot. And you have to be better in space, spatial awareness. When I'm watching him, he doesn't really play with his hands enough for my liking. Like, and when I say that, and what I mean is, you have to get separation.
You need to explain that one.
Yeah, you got to get separation, man. Like, you're not the biggest guy out there. You need to learn how to play with low pad level, and you need to learn how to extend your arms and keep the offensive lineman or the tight end off your body, so that if the play is coming your way, that you can make the play. And also, when you're getting pushed out, say if you're on the line of scrimmage and you're playing linebacker and the tackle is trying to block you out, you need to try to restrict that hole as much as you possibly can, because normally if a tackle's trying to block out on you, that means the guard is blocking down. They're trying to create a hole. So if it's a pulling play, because I think last night when the Eagles ran a pulling play, or somebody ran one where they had a guard pulling from the other side and they're trying to get up and get that linebacker. But if you restrict that hole and play on the line of scrimmage and play stout, you make it easier for that linebacker to make that play.
Yeah, otherwise, if you the opposite of what you're saying, and that's when you see those holes the running back runs through.
Look at it feels me like talking about run fits.
A truck can run through there. Yeah. What happened to you?
Yeah, what happened, man? If only I would have did this during my career.
Some of your old teammates are listening to me like, this guy didn't do that when he played. He didn't do that.
I know one particular, if he listens, he's like, oh, now you want to talk about playing the run. That would be Jeremiah Trotter.
Now you want to do your job. All right. Last one in terms of stock up, stock down for me is going to be James Bradbury. It feels like a stock down after last night. Kyle, I know Elliott put out he puts his roster projections out with the locks and then the maybes, but then the guys that are on the bubble, right? So, what do you have James Bradbury at today?
Well, first, Hugh, where do you think he had James Bradbury at?
Do you think he's a lock or a bubble guy
or a long shot?
Or a long shot.
Man, it's tough playing that position. And you know, we don't like to it's funny because we just sat here, did a whole show on Kenny Pickett and the small sampling size that we talked about him being the backup quarterback and saying it's not going to be the same thing. But Bradbury's in a unique spot. Mm. Because he's probably going to be a numbers guy, Joe. So if you're asking me, do I think that, you know, he did himself no favors last night?
And last week, by the way, he played into the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
you play in the fourth quarter in the preseason.
That feels like long shot territory. But interestingly enough, Elliott has him listed under the bubble category.
So maybe
bubble guy.
Maybe
They're trying to. Or you could look at it like this, man. Because I feel like. Mm. If it comes down to the numbers and what you're looking at, and Cooper DeJean's healthy.
That's a big thing.
You have to, like, he's probably going to be a numbers guy. And he's playing a different position, man. I don't, it doesn't look good for him.
It doesn't. All right.
It doesn't look good for him.
All right, the other part of this, quickly, is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, right? He got hurt last week with his shoulder, didn't play last night. It didn't seem like he practiced this week, right? He's been out of practice for about a week now. That factors in here, right? If he's on the IR to start the season, well, they have an extra spot. Maybe Bradbury makes it. Based on last night, though, if you can only take one, and I only think one's going to be on the team, Maddox or Bradbury, it's Maddox, right? Maddox makes the interception last night. Maddox
looks like he's making a case to stay.
Yeah. If it comes down to one of those two guys, I would go with Avante Maddox. So there you go. Who'd you have, Kyle? Well, you have a stock up or stock down for us? Who hit you last night?
Yeah, I mean, you guys pretty much hit the ones that I was going for. I was going to say the depth on the offensive line looks miserable.
It looks like it's a real problem.
It really does. The one thing that I think is of note, and especially because I heard Elliott talking about it yesterday, this guy that that we signed from the Broncos, Caden Stearns,
yes,
that you might think is just a camp body.
He's a safety.
Well, yeah, I didn't know this, but apparently he's been, like, injured, which means he's probably not here to just be a camp body because he can't practice right now.
Mm.
So, like, and Elliott has him listed right now as a bubble guy for safety. So, like, it seems like there's, I mean, he has a history with Vic Fangio. And like I said, he can't practice.
So he's not here just to fill the roster for next week for the third game.
Right.
He's here because they like him.
He's here because he must have an actual shot at this.
That is interesting. All right, so we'll keep, and that impacts Bradbury too, because he's a safety. So we'll see about that. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We got to pick a winner before the end of this hour for Tri-Day for the spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. And of course, we got to get our final tally here on Team Pickett or Team McKee, you know, Team Tanner. I know I'm losing this race. I just hope to have a few more people.
Was I supposed to tally the calls?
No. It's okay. It's in my head.
I have not been.
Here's what I know. I know I still have plenty of room on Pickett Island.
But you know what? I thought you might like maybe end up with two Pickett guys max. You're a little bit more support as the show's gone.
I think people realize 24 starts, first round pick, you give that guy a little leeway. Tanner McKee does it in the fourth quarter against Packers.
They also probably fell asleep during the game last night.
That works to my advantage here. Mike in Brewtown. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
What's
hey,
going
Mike.
On, man?
Hey, yo, Kyle, it's so funny that you said that about that new pitching rule. My brain did the exact same thing, and I immediately got super salty.
I exploded. I was like, this is a disaster.
Like, I'm not going to watch any more baseball. But, and then my buddy, like, corrected me, and I was like, all right. I'm not totally against it. But I wanted to get in a little bit of the Rojas talk, mm-hmm. and actually I'll throw a line in on some Pickett. So I don't want to be one of those callers that call in and be like, I told you guys in the beginning of the year – I've been a Rojas guy since the beginning because I've always loved what he does in the field made up for what he didn't do in the bat. And my worry was bringing him down to the minors was, one, like our weakness in the outfield, but two, him not going to be able to develop right behind the bat in the minors. Why not keep him in, you know, keep him up in the majors? Why not keep him and develop his bat? And guess what? It's starting to work out. Not saying I'm an expert or anything, but I do, I'm really happy that it's all lining up the way it is because, like I said, I've always loved what he can do in the field. And the only way you're going to develop, you know, I feel like with your bat is, you know, in the majors, you know, to me. So
yeah,
I don't know,
Mike, I like the way he responded, right? Like they sent him down and then they had to bring him back and then it was going to be in that part-time role. But I thought those times he came in like 2 weeks ago when Hayes was playing left and Marsh in center, but they needed him like a pinch runner or whatever, a defense, he contributed. And then obviously the last week or so, they needed him to play because Austin Hayes is hurt and he's responded. I just like that he responded to adversity instead of like, you know, going into a shell and saying, you know, I'm not going to make it here. He's gotten better.
Yep, 100%. And you know what? I love it. Let's keep it going. And another side point for the Phils before I jump over to Pickett. I'm still preaching the choir, Boehm for MVP. Keep it going.
Well, I mean, Boehm's had a good second half. Most of these guys have not. He's had a good second half. All right, Mike, what are you thinking about Pickett?
So, Kenny Pickett stinks. There is first-round draft picks that are washes all the time, and he is 100% one of them. I didn't like when we found out that we got him. I don't like that he's the backup quarterback. Look, between him and Tanner, I'm not saying both of them, like, either of them are, like, phenomenal, but I'm going to tell you right now, Kenny Pickett stinks. He's a wash, and I'm telling you, in 5 years, he's not even going to be in the NFL.
You could wash. Be right. Yeah, I'm not ready to say it yet. Obviously, his first couple years have not been good, and he got traded, and then we haven't seen much this summer. I'm not there yet, but yeah, Mike, he could be. I mean, if he plays the way he did last night, he's not going to last long in the NFL. All right, Mike, give us a TV show we should check out.
All right, so this show is good. It's a quick, easy, simple show. The star is the comedian Shane Gillis. You can binge it. You can watch it leisurely. I watched it in like 3 days. The show Tires on Netflix. And not going to give away how it ends, but they do leave the season open to a second season. Check it out. It's hilarious.
Shane Gillis has become one of my favorite comedians. Every time I watch any of his bits, it is...
Never heard of him. I got to Google
it. It's good. He's really funny. Mike, we appreciate the phone call here. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. A simple one today. Are you Team Tanner or Team Two Gloves?
Two gloves.
I kind of feel like, you know, two gloves is a negative connotation. Who wants to vote?
It really is.
It was a leading question.
It was leading. Who wants to vote and be on Team Two Gloves? Well, only 21%.
Some people were brave enough to.
21% on Team Pickett and 79% on Team Tanner McKee. Ron in Monco. What's up, Ron?
Ron? Hello.
Ron, what are you doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, buddy.
All right, let's go. We'll go back to Ron there. Ron's got to get himself together. Steve in Cherry Hill is up. Hey, Steve. Steve?
TGIF. Great show as usual.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve, what's up, man?
You know, you got a psychologist lined up, buddy. You're pretty bad.
No, I talked to a psychologist. Yeah.
He's quirky.
But I know who I am. See, George. Part of the problem is, like, Steve, I know who I am. A lot of people don't know who they are. I know I got issues, but I'm okay with it. I'm a functioning, issue-having individual, but I'm okay with it.
I think that's the goal for all of us, a functioning, you know, issue-having individual. Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal you carry the iron. I just think it's funny. It's a lot.
I never heard of irons or the other, the hangers.
The hangers.
But you know what's funny?
Because places have hangers.
But people, like a lot of people were telling me that they're not the only one.
Both those things?
Well, they said the irons. Definitely the iron.
But
probably
I thought people have travel irons. Isn't it heavy?
No, it's not, because I'm not carrying it. The airplane's carrying it. Like, what are you talking about?
That's true.
They're carrying it.
What hotels do you stay at, though? Because everybody has an iron.
No, they have one, but they don't have my iron. Like, I know my iron.
It's tough to argue that, so Steve. Anyway, they don't have his iron, yeah.
They're going to do Bradbury solid and release him because the dude's not going to make the team. He stinks. And it's over.
Stinks is so strong.
Yeah, Steve, there's something about watching an athlete. It happens to all of them at some point where you watch them and you just think it's over. And you feel that watching Bradbury try to run around a football field. It feels over.
Give him an opportunity to get on another team if you release him now.
Well, and I would think if they're planning to do that and they already made the decision, they probably would do right by him. I mean, he's a guy that was a good player here for a little bit. He made an all-pro team. He helped them get to a Super Bowl. I would think if they are planning to move on, they would do it earlier than later. I got you there. Steve, what side are you on? You on Team Two Gloves or Team McKee?
They both stink.
That's the second time we've heard that today.
Yeah, but if you had to pick one, Steve, because one's got to be the number two here.
The Eagles, they don't play no freaking starters. You got to go with Pickett because he played with some starters. You know what I mean?
Well, and he has all that experience under his belt. I mean, that's why I keep coming back to. He did play a lot in Pittsburgh. He had a better than 500 record. He had some game-winning drives. And Steve, we appreciate the phone call.
Then when it got tough for him, he got in his feelings.
He
asked to leave.
He did.
I'm out.
That was weird what happened there. He was a first-round pick. And then, if I remember correctly, he played his best game of the season. He got hurt the next game in the first quarter, and then he never played again.
But he didn't, like, they asked him to play, and he was like, no. Didn't that happen with Kenny?
So their story came out, I think it was, he had a high ankle sprain, right? Mm-hmm. Like in early December. And then he got healthy for the second to last week of the season.
He said, no.
Well, I think they said, we want you to dress and be the backup today.
And he was like, no.
He said, no, that's all right. And that's kind of when it all ended there.
He said, no. Hey, man, we need you. No, that's not what I'm doing.
I ain't starting. I'm not dressing.
Yeah, I'm not. That is crazy to me. They pay you millions of dollars and they ask you to do your job. You're like, nah, I don't feel like doing that. I'm not getting dressed. I'm not putting on my uniform.
That's a way to get yourself out of town.
Back up. Count me out. I'm not doing it.
And now Kenny Pickett is fighting off Tanner McKee to be a backup. It's all it's all pretty ironic now.
He's probably, like, seriously, all jokes aside, he's probably in a good spot, though, here. He's probably in a good spot because they're going to keep him. They're probably going to keep him, and he's going to be one of those guys. But, again, team might need a quarterback, and they might make him an offer they can't refuse. But Kenny Pickett, I think Kenny's going to be here.
What do you mean an offer they're going to refuse? Like,
say a slot receiver.
No,
a good
I know.
One.
I'm just saying, but based on the way Pickett has played this preseason, you think a big offer's coming in?
Somebody might want him. Somebody. I'm telling you, man, it's weird because certain people get gravitas, and quarterbacks usually do.
Well, and also coaches feel like I could work with that.
Yeah, because like perfect example, I'm not picking on Marcus Mariota. Like, seriously.
You always said that about Mariota, but you do pick on him.
I mean, because it's an easy target. Because it validates the point that I'm about
to
make.
He does think.
Yeah, and it's like he, when you go back and look at the year he was in Atlanta, he was horrible. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, I mean, he was horrible. And he's still in the league. He's still working. He's still out there actively. His phone is actively ringing with teams vying for his services. Like, seriously. You know, so it's one of those things where as bad as Kenny Pickett looks, he looks good enough to be a backup for somebody, making a couple mil. I mean, that's just the reality of the game. And there's not a lot of quarterbacks out there. So, yeah. He'll get a look. Somebody will need him. And somebody will say, hey, you know what? He was in the wrong system. You didn't know what you were doing.
So I pulled up the Mariota numbers the year you were talking about Atlanta. It's tough in the modern NFL to start 13 games and not get 2,500 yards passing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost impossible.
Yeah.
170 yards a game.
He was horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty
bad.
Oh,
my gosh.
Think about it like this. And think about it like this. Carson Wentz, guy that we're familiar with, went from MVP, potential MVP quarterback, to being out of the league, to now is backing up the best quarterback in the game.
He could be going for ring number two.
You see what I'm saying?
He could be. He could watch another Super Bowl from the sidelines and get a ring out of it. I mean, that's very likely.
That should tell you what you need to know about that position.
Imagine if I told you the day the Eagles drafted Carson Wentz, he would have at least one MVP caliber season, and he'd end his career with two rings. Everyone here would have signed up. And he went down as a disaster here at the end.
I mean, yeah, like, it was tough.
Well, because the context is everything there. All right, by the way, we have another giveaway today. We are going to give away the spot in the Fantasy League. We'll get to everyone's calls coming up in a minute here to get to everyone's chances to get in for the fantasy spot. A couple weeks, we're doing our live draft. But we also have a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the New Hampshire Fisher Cats at First Energy Stadium in Reading coming up on Sunday, August 18th. The first 1,500 kids to enter the ballpark will receive a Ranger Suarez bobblehead. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com. So we're going to give that away here. Kyle, just give me the contest line. Can you put it up on the screen?
215-988-1258. And I did just clear Ron Fromanco off of it. So it's open now.
Wait a second. Did he call it again?
Of course.
We got to put a ban on that. This guy thinks he could just jump in on the contest line.
Clogging up my contest line.
All right, give the number one more time.
215-988-1258.
Okay, that is the contest line. Caller number five to the contest line that Kyle just gave out.
If you're killing me.
Listen, I want to make sure, you know what's going to happen? Ron's going to call in again on the first four times. Caller number five to the contest line right now is going to win the prize to go see the Reading Phillies, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats coming up. First Energy Stadium, Sunday, August 18th. ReadingPhillies.com for tickets. All right, we'll get to all your phone calls here, and we have to get into something. Whatever we can laugh about the Mets, we do it. And to be honest, we haven't been able to do it for a while because they've played pretty good baseball for 2 months. But when was the last time we laughed about the Mets? What was the pitcher, Jorge Lopez, threw his glove into the crowd and said, this is the worst team in baseball? We haven't checked in with them in a while. They went back to being a joke yesterday. Their season may have ended before the game started yesterday up at Citi Field. We'll tell you about that next. Of course, your call as well. 215-592-949 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Football is approaching, and it's time to get in on the action early this season. All right, I took the defensive end in Detroit to win Defensive Player of the Year yesterday. How about we go with a long shot? I like long shot MVP bets. You know, we can go with the Kansas City quarterback, the quarterback here. Those could certainly happen, but how about a long shot? What do we go with Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis? If he has a big year, I think he'd get himself in the MVP conversation. Dual threat quarterback. You could jump on FanDuel right now. Tons of different player props, passing yards, touchdowns, rushing yards, receiving totals, and more. Also, great team markets like to make the playoffs, win the division, and Super Bowl matchups. And you could parlay together different picks for even bigger payouts. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. There's no better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This show, Fantasy League. TV show we're looking for on a try day that we should try out. Yesterday, the Mets tried out a new person to throw out the first pitch of their game. So, you know, here in Philadelphia, we have, you know, a guy like Hugh Douglas throw out the first pitch, right? Starts the Mets, who, again, we haven't checked in a while because it actually played well. It's more fun to check on the Mets when they're struggling. They did blow the game yesterday to the Oakland Athletics on a day that, what's her name? Well, she has a name. Haley Welch, is that her name? Something like that?
All I know
that?
His name is
no
Hawk
one knows
Tua.
Who the, yeah, no one
yeah,
knows
okay. Well, you Hawk know her Tua. As the Hawk Tua girl. She threw out the first pitch at the Mets game. And my favorite was how they branded it, that viral sensation, Hawk, whatever her name is, Hawk Tua lady, threw out the first pitch yesterday.
Wait a minute, did they say viral sensation Hawk
no,
Tua?
No, I threw that in there. They just said, they used the real name. I think her name is Haley. So she threw out the first pitch at the Mets game. She has no connection to the team.
So it was Hawk Tua night at the ballpark.
Hawk Tua night at the ballpark. Let me tell you, you know what the funny thing about that is that somebody thought that it was a good idea. And baseball is probably the last vestige where you always see. As a matter of fact, somebody sent me a picture on Instagram of him and his son at the game, and his son enjoying the Phillies win last night. So you bring this young lady out
to a family game.
Let me say this first, because I am not mad at anybody who finds their lane and capitalizes on it.
Yeah, no one's mad at the Hawk Tua girl. Yeah. That.
But as a parent, say that the man that sent me the picture of him and his son at the game asked him, "Your dad, what is she famous for?" Like when you said viral sensation, only thing you can say as a parent is she went viral.
Well, and that's the case. You better hope the kid is young enough. They don't have their own phone to check.
Yeah, they don't have their own phone because they're Googling.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
But as long as you keep certain keywords out. But if you say her name, then they're just going to Google her name.
Well, you can Google Hawk Tua Mets today and find a whole bunch of things, including this. So WFAN up in New York, their midday show, one of their hosts, Sal Licata. Now, Hugh, Sal is a Mets fan. And he was not happy with the situation yesterday, and he was actually embarrassed considering, you know, the other team in that town, the Yankees, has, you know, all these Hall of Fame players, and the Mets have, well, they have the Hawk Tua girl. Here's that meltdown yesterday on New York radio.
The Yankees have Aaron Judge and Juan Soto breaking records. Ruth, Mantle, Gehrig, and the Mets have Grimace and now Hawk Tua. Come on, bro, I can't take it.
Did he spit on the microphone?
I cannot take it anymore.
Did somebody spit on
it's ridiculous. And then you wonder why fans get so ticked off and upset. It's embarrassing. Is it the biggest deal in the world? No, absolutely. Does it mean anything on the field? No. But that's the problem. The product on the field isn't good enough, and you're coming up with these silly gimmicks that are laughing stock. It's a joke, Hawk Tua.
So the Mets season end yesterday? Is that it? Are they out of the race now?
Let me help you put this in perspective. Like, I had the privilege of throwing out the first pitch for the Phillies because I played 10 years in the NFL. I went to a HBCU, and it was HBCU night, and I feel honored for being a part of that. The first one that they've ever had. Think about this for a minute, people. This young lady, like I said, I'm not mad at her, but think about her meteoric rise over the last couple of weeks. She goes viral for describing a certain situation, right? The Mets felt compelled enough. She's not from up this way nowhere. Like, I think she's from down south somewhere. I want to say Alabama, Florida, Georgia, somewhere.
Kentucky? Don't ask me.
Something like that. Something like, yeah. But think about it like this.
Watching every interview with this
Think
person.
About it like this. They flew her up there. They flew her to New York. They put her up. They gave her an all-expense-paid trip to throw out the first pitch. Mm-hmm. And then flew her back home. They flew her back home just to do that. She probably got compensated too, because if I'm not mistaken, she's made a little bit of money. She's been at concerts.
Oh, she's done the talk show circuit.
She's done talk shows. Yeah. She was on. Did I see it? If I'm not mistaken, was it Bill Maher?
She was on Bill Maher. Yeah.
Dog. Okay, and we know, I didn't see the interview, but we know Bill Maher can have, like, he could be colorful.
Sure.
Like, what are you talking to Bill Maher about? I mean, what, like, your skill set? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
What are we talking about? But hey, like I said, I'm not mad at her. I mean, she chose a lane, and she's capitalizing on it, but it's just like, wow.
Took you 25 years to get the invitation. It took her 25 minutes.
So what put the nail in the coffin for them, though, was that they had a 5-run lead on the A's, and they coughed it up. They blew it on Hawk Tuinhight.
They did. So the Mets season is over.
You can't blow it on Hawk Tuinhight.
Hey, I like how you said that.
The Mets season is done. Is that it? Are we counting them out? I mean, how do you come back from that?
Play taps. You're gone.
Somebody in the car right now with their parents saying, "But what, Dad? What is Hawk Tua?"
Blame the Mets. Blame it's not my fault. The Mets. All right, 215-592-9494. DOT in West Philly is up. What's up, DOT?
Hey, first of all, I'm at work, so I'm driving around. If my kids was in the car, they definitely would have asked me, like, "Hey, Dad, what's that?"
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Like, how do you navigate that conversation?
I don't know. That's not easy.
I don't even watch the Mets. I didn't even know what y'all said something about it, man. I don't even care about the Mets. Everybody thought they was going to be doing something when they won their little streak. I'm like, I wouldn't even worry about them. They trash. I didn't even hear about the Mets. But look, I want to say something, right? Before I get to my Phillies point and my Eagles point, hey, Hugh, I don't know if you remember, it was earlier in the show, somebody said something about being aggressive in the box. Hey, yo, I was crying in the park. I heard you.
So was you.
He was snorting.
You heard his laugh as Michael.
No, I had to turn.
You said it so low, but loud enough for everybody else to hear it. It was so funny. I said, yo, I was in the car, pew, vibe, panic, thought something was happening to me. That's how funny it was.
But he said I lost it.
He was way too immature.
Only a few people going to get what he just said.
DOT, he was gone. Like, if I wasn't here, I don't even know. I think the caller would have had a run the show for 5 minutes. I mean, he was giggling.
This is so funny, because I'm like, ain't a lot of people not going to catch on to what he just said, so I was just, hey, that was a good one. That's like, keep throwing in there. Every time you hear somebody say something,
oh, that was funny, because I'm looking at Joe, and Joe's like, man, what's wrong with you?
And speaking of Brayden Scott, when he sent him down, he set Trey Turner down, when he sent him down, let Sosa get a chance. Sosa, everybody loves Sosa. Get Sosa a chance. I understand we love Bryson from what he did last year. That was last year. We talking about right now. He's not doing nothing for us right now.
You know what? I think tonight might be a night, DOT. They got another lefty out there. I think we could see Sosa at second tonight, Trey at short. I think you might get it tonight.
Yeah, I will hope so. So I want to go one more thing about the Phillies before I jump on to my Kenny Pickett point. The Phillies is going to be great. Everybody just rolling crazy on them last couple weeks. They have been playing poorly, but you got to understand, it's 162
of them things.
162. We only have 140, 142, 143, something like that. We are, and look, we're still right where we need to be at. Now, a couple more games, we could have won. But as of right now, we are great. Let's not get too overworked ourselves about the season. We know we're going to the playoffs. We're going to beat the NL East by a long shot. We ain't got to worry about that.
Oh, I agree with you on that. No, you're right. Yeah, it has been people have been frustrated, but the division is not a worry here. All right, DOT, what do you think? You with me on Pickett?
It's got to be Pickett. He's been starting. He started last year. He's got experience. I would not ever, first of all, if they if one of them get in, it's going to be only for one or two games because the Eagles going like 13. Hurst going 13-2 by itself. So we can forget that now. If they get in the game, it's going to be the last two or three games when we just sitting Hurst and all our starters down like we're doing. And I'm glad he's sitting everybody down. We don't need to see what they're going to do in six or seven plays. Be cool. We already know what offense is going to do. Everybody needs to calm down. I understand we're waiting for football season. I'm waiting, too. You understand? I'm ready to go, but I don't want to see them in preseason. Game one, across seas, we're going to kill Green Bay because their defense is just like ours. They got new people on defense, too.
Yeah.
Our offense has been there. They got new people on defense, too. So at least I think we got the better coach on defense. They might got the better overall coach, but we got the better coach on defense, and our offense has been together a little bit longer. We are going to be great. Game one, I see the Eagles beating them. I'm going to say 31-21.
Ooh, I like that. 3 weeks from tonight, Eagles, wow. Packers
in
Brazil.
Final score predictions.
Oh, I know. It's going to be fun few weeks. All right, DOT, what do you got for TV show?
Listen, Lupin. He's a gentleman. The gentleman.
Which one is the, are you talking about, the cartoon or the actual, like, live series?
Show. Not the cartoon. It's the actual show called Lupin. It comes on Netflix. That joint is crazy.
I started to watch it, but I didn't think it was that good, man, because, I might check it out.
Marlon and robbing you at the same time. It's really decent. Yo, you got to check that joint out.
I'll check it out. Good call, DOT. And he's a picket guy, so I like those. I like those phone calls, the picket people. The picket people need to stand up. We've been marginalized today, the picket
the
people.
The picket people are lost.
Yeah. Two gloves. It's them little hands. Man, you can't do nothing with them little hands. What you doing with them little hands?
He has multiple game-winning drives in the NFL.
Yeah, little hands, though, man. That's why he got, like, that's why he got his butt up out of Pittsburgh, got them little hands.
His little hands are the reason?
Little hands.
We did have a call. It kind of snuck in. A call earlier was like, I'm 5'8". I got bigger hands than Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, he did.
I imagine
that.
Most of our listeners have bigger hands than Kenny Pickett.
Is 5'8 considered a short king?
5'8 feels a little bit below average, but not short.
I think like the average male is like 5'9".
Right, so I think it's a little bit below average.
So that's a short king.
Well, I don't think 1 inch below the average height is short king, you know? Like, I think you got to be like 5'6".
5'5", 5'6" is short. Yeah,
short king. I was just wondering because I've heard that term a lot lately.
Do you think, by the way, while we're on this, do you think Kenny Pickett has small hands for the average person or small hands for an NFL quarterback?
It's gotta be
for an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, he probably has normal sized hands just because quarterbacks'
but
hands tend to be
it,
really big.
When you hear it, it's just one of the things where like, he got little hands.
So if I'm not mistaken, I'll have to look up what Kenny Pickett's hand size is. The average male hand size is 7.6 inches.
Oh, I bet his is bigger than that. It's probably like 8 something, right? Because I know it's they do this at the combine every year. I think it's like in the 9s, right? If you go look at NFL quarterbacks like Goff and guys like that, it's in the 9s, I think, like those most quarterbacks.
So, he's only at 8.5.
8.5, but you said the average male is
7.6. I mean, but like I think the average NFL quarterback's gonna be like
in the
9s.
Yeah, probably.
So
like,
that's
you know what's funny? You know, I find this kind of unique because I remember when I was in Jacksonville and the knock on Byron Leftwich was he had little feet.
Did he also have little hands?
He had big hands, but he had little feet. And they were like, that's the reason why he's kind of goofy in the pocket. He can't move because his feet are too little.
How about that D, baby?
Dude wore...
Very mature segment to this one.
Dude wore like a size 9.
Shoes?
Yes, and he was like 6'5 or something. He had little feet. And I never noticed it until, when you started reading reports about the quarterback and everything. They were talking about how little his feet was. That was a knock on him. He had little feet.
If I was a GM and there was a quarterback with less than a size 10, he's undraftable. And size 9 feet.
No, I mean, I'm telling you.
That's what Elliott and DeCamber wear, size 9.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, man, that is a big thing. Like the size of your hands, the size of your feet, the wingspan and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it matters. Yeah. Well, they always say with quarterbacks, like in the cold and the rain and the wind, you can't grip
the
ball.
Yeah.
That's and in the cold, everything shrinks.
Well, that happens too. And that's a separate issue. But yeah, for a lot of people. Gary is in Vineland. What's up, Gary?
What's going on?
Hey,
what's
Gary.
Up, Gary?
So I had like PSD last night. My son got a concussion last year when the tackle just cleared out at the second level, didn't shift the edge rusher, and Pickett just got killed.
Yeah, when he just like stood there in the pocket and the whole thing collapsed, like it did remind me of the end of last season.
My lord, like I'm not a big two glove guy, but like he had no shot. I think he was running scared all night.
Well, I think it's a fair point, Gary, that he didn't have good protection, and it's not like he's playing with a good group of receivers. Like once you get past Devontae and AJ not playing, there's not much out there.
Slim pickings.
No. No, and then it just he just couldn't put it together. And when, you know, put him in the end of the game against their threes and see if he's better.
See, that sticks out to me. That, you know, McKee played well. I'm not taking it away from him, but he's doing it against.
No, yeah.
And not only is he playing against third stringers, the Patriots might be the worst team in the league. Like, they're the favorites to have the worst record.
They ain't going to be that great.
No.
They're going to be pretty bad.
So that adds into it, too. Gary, what's.
All right, Gary.
What TV show you want to give us?
So, I don't know. I had a show that just started, but I think you're looking for a show that has a lot of episodes. I don't know if you ever saw Eastbound and Down. It is a
must. No, Eastbound and Down is good. Kenny Powers?
Oh, my God.
Kenny Powers is funny. That's a good one.
It's a good one. I've seen that. Gary, good phone call. Is that a little too popular?
Eastbound and Down. Did they finish that, though? Because I was into the season where he was done and he was doing, like, the old athlete thing, being like an analyst. But then after that, I don't know. Did they ever finish that series up?
No. So there's four seasons, which is a good bit for how, like, ridiculous and stupid of a show that is.
That is a long run for the nonsense.
That's not bad. That's not a bad run.
But, yeah.
Let's go to Mary in South Philly. She says she's on the Hugh Douglas bandwagon. Hey, Mary.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hugh, I'm with you, Hugh. If any woman's out there, listen, we got you with your iron. Because I can't travel without my own blow dryer.
I'm saying it's something about it's your stuff, it's yours, and you've because you can't take chances with your clothes like that.
No.
You can't take chances.
With anything. It's got to be
take
mine.
Chances
it's
got to be mine. Clothes.
Well, it's like because you don't know how the iron's going to work or whatever. It might be like a faulty iron. I just don't like, you know what I mean?
I'm also on the Rojas bandwagon since day one because I went down to spring training and saw that kid play, and I'll tell you what, I just thought his defense – and his speed was just too awesome to waste him. They needed to develop him. I think they did. And I think he's going to be a superstar for us.
Well, he's certainly gotten better, Mary. I mean, if he's a superstar, I mean, Hugh will walk around here with his head so big, he won't fit through the windows or the doors.
Yeah, I would be proud. I would be so
proud.
That,
because I agree with him.
Well, you're on the Hugh Douglas bandwagon.
I'd be so proud.
And
maybe I got to try this iron thing. Mary, we appreciate it. I mean, you guys are selling me on this. Here's my thing, Hugh. Like, if you had to wear dress clothes all the time, I would understand it. But you're a T-shirt guy.
Yeah, but I like to have my T-shirts ironed.
I know.
You know, I know it's a weird thing, but I don't like, because, like, I drip dry my T-shirts.
Oh, you don't dryer them?
No. And so when they get the little bumps.
Yeah.
So I like to iron the bump out.
You do also like to dress up to get fired.
I do like to get dressed up to get fired. You know what? That's probably why I don't want to get
that outfit too.
No, it was I had it dry clean.
Oh yeah.
You know, but after that, that's probably why I don't like to get dressed up anymore because it reminds me too much of being fired. It was too much. It's too much like being fired.
That's one of the funniest things.
You know what's
ever
funny though? It's funny, right? Because I've shared this story with our boss Rod, and so when Rod calls, he always leaves with, "Hey, you're not in trouble."
he knows you're on high alert.
listen. Because when the phone, one time, the HR lady called me, and Rod called me, and I was like, "Oh hell."
What do I do?
And Rod said, "Hold up." He said, "Calm down. You're good." He said, "You're good.
Don't dry clean your suit.
No,
you're
I'm
good."
I'm just saying, man. It's like, you know, like anybody that's been fired, it's not a good feeling.
Well, of course not. But most people don't dress up to get fired.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling. So, you know, I got dressed up. I went in there. I was trying to be on my, because I was trying to save my job, Joe. I wasn't trying to get fired.
You're the first person I ever met who treated a firing like a job interview.
Yeah, man,
let me
I
go
got
in
dressed
there and
impress
up. Them.
And I was like, dang, they still let me go. I wasn't even in that office a good 5 minutes. I sat down longer to wait for the interview. And it took him 2 seconds to fire me. He said, "Hey, man, here's your firing papers."
Well, I guess there's not much to talk about when it happened.
You know what? To this day, I still had that letter. I still had that letter that where they fired me.
Like a termination?
Did it say P.S. Nice suit?
No, it was just like, bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.